Chapter 4. Dogfights. At the end of December, Grey Beaver traveled up the frozen river with a sled full of furs. He planned to sell them to gold hunters at Fort Yukon. White Fang was part of the team pulling the sled. It was a long journey, and they arrived in the summer. At Fort Yukon, White Fang saw his first white men. Every 2 or 3 days, a steamship would drop off new groups of men. Many of them had dogs. The wild side of White Fang drove him to fight these dogs. Sometimes he killed them, but he learned that the white men grew angry when their dogs were killed. Therefore, he would often fight just until he had had enough fun. A number of the white men living in Fort Yukon liked to watch White Fang fight. A man called Beauty Smith wanted to buy White Fang. At first, Grey Beaver wouldn't sell the wolf, but he needed the money and gave in. Beauty Smith wanted White Fang for only one purpose. He wanted White Fang to fight. White Fang was now a professional fighting dog. In the spring, White Fang was set against his first bulldog, Cherokee. At first, the fight progressed just like every other fight, with White Fang taking the advantage. However, at one point, he fell and Cherokee's teeth closed on his throat. White Fang tried to shake off the bulldog, but it was no use. It began to look as though the battle were over. Suddenly, there was a ringing of bells. Everyone feared the police had found their fight. However, it was just a couple of curious men who had stopped to find out what the crowd of men was looking at. Beauty Smith grew angry seeing his animal losing. He began to kick White Fang. One of the newly arrived men forced his way through to the ring. The man hit Beauty Smith. Then the man called to his friend for help. Both men bent over the dogs and pulled them apart. Beauty Smith came over to get White Fang.
"I'm taking this animal,"
shouted the man at Beauty Smith. He opened his wallet and counted out $150.
"I'm not selling," said Beauty Smith.
"Oh, yes, you are," said the other. "Here's your money. The dog's mine."